Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It will be a quick survey, just a couple of questions. May I continue with it?
Yes.
Thank you very much. So just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
What is your age?
I'm over 50 years old.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Yeah. So, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or very closely. Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2, and I will read some options. There are like 11 options. 1, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. 2, border security. 3, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. 4, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. 5, creating more jobs and raising wages. 6, protecting abortion rights. 7, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. 8, combating division and racism. 9, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. 10, improving K-12 public school education. 11, reducing crime. You can select 2 options.
Guns and abortion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And abortion.
Moment.
Okay.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person is Kamala Harris.
90.
Kim Scott.
Never heard of him.
Mike Rogers.
Never heard of him.
Republicans in Congress in general.
10%.
The next, Hill Harbor.
80.
How much, sorry?
80. 80.
The next, thank you. The next person, Hakeem Jeffries.
92.
Next person, Cornel West.
Never heard of him.
Next person, Joe Biden.
95.
Democrats in Congress in general.
83.
Next person, Donald Trump.
0.
Next person, Elisa Slotkin.
59.
You. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, yes, a lot. And I have a correct. I have a question.
Yes.
Before, when you asked me about the person named West, were you talking about Cornel West?
Yes.
Okay. You can give Cornel West an 84%. I'm sorry.
Okay. No.
I didn't recognize. I thought it was. I was like, who is Cornel?
Okay, got it. And now to continue, and of this, what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
Okay, would you say somewhat or much more favorable?
Somewhat.
And can you explain any reason why? Just a little example or a little reason?
I don't agree 100% with everything he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you never get to agree 100%. But what I'm here, based upon what I know that's being done, I am more favorable than going back to a Donald Trump administration.
Okay, just a moment. Let me take some notes. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little.
Yes,
or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
And this, what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more less.
And can you give a reason why or explain a little bit why?
He is leaning into racism and leaning into opinions that don't reflect any education as to what's going on in the world. It appears that he's just trying to be the president to sort out all of his criminal issues.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read to you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? I will read some options. You can select two. The first one is a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. 2, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. 3, rising crime and violence. 4, stagnant wages and rising costs. 5, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. 6, Donald Trump getting elected president again. 7, the lack of quality education opportunities. And 8, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. You can select two options.
The rise in racism or white supremacy, nationalism, white supremacy.
Okay.
The Supreme Court rolling back fundamental rights.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will do better at dealing with that issue. The first issue is bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden will do better.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Next issue, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden will do better.
Much better or somewhat better? Much better.
Much better.
Next issue, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Joe Biden will do better.
Okay,
much better.
Or somewhat better? Okay.
Much better.
Next issue, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden will do better.
Okay, somewhat or much better?
Much better.
Next issue, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Eliminating it or?
Yes.
Promoting it? Eliminating
no.
it?
Yes, eliminating it, yeah.
Joe Biden will do better.
Okay, much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
And last issue, securing our borders.
Joe Biden will do better.
Much or somewhat better?
Much better.
Excellent. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with his verdict?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Social media?
Yes.
Not at all.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Okay, so I have a Juris Doctorate degree.
Okay.
There's that.
That would be postgraduate?
Did I do what now?
That would be postgraduate?
Postgraduate, yes, it would be.
Okay. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
married.
Separated?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times
once
a year?
Twice a month.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Maybe less than 50, you know, close to 50%.
Okay, less than half then. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the area where you live? As urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and for your participation. It will be very important to us, so thank you very much.
Yeah, goodbye.
Have a nice day. Goodbye.